Matt Van de Kolk, the chief deputy for the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office, is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Lots to talk about today.
Yeah. Let's start out with something that we kind of been tracking now since, well, for a year now, right?
Right, right.
You had the kayaker that disappeared on Green Lake.
Yep. August of 2024, August 12th was when that case started. You probably saw that it's scheduled for plea and sentencing next Tuesday. So hopefully all parties involved, prosecution, defense, have reached something that they can agree on. Appears they'll be presenting that to Honorable Judge Slate and reviewing that there. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that coming to a close, and we're hopeful that justice will be served for everyone involved. Justice looks different for everyone, of course. But the folks in that courtroom will be deciding on that, and we have confidence in all of them.
Can you believe that it's actually been a year, though? I mean, August 12th of last year.
Yeah, it in some respects went really, really fast, and in other respects it seems like that's a long time ago. You know, our work keeps going on, right? So a case comes and goes as far as handling it, investigating it, and then moving on to the next piece of work that we need to do. So in some ways it's kind of been an afterthought, but in other ways it's like always lingering out there, obviously, because of the incredible media attention that it got back when it surfaced. So again, hopeful that things will turn out well and justice will be served, at least on some level, and that we can move forward.
Okay, so just so folks know, we're talking about Ryan Borgward here.
Right.
A plea and sentencing hearing, now that's scheduled because it can go one of two ways.
Yeah,
they could make a plea. He could make a plea, and there could be a sentencing and a recommendation to go along with that, or he could maintain his innocence, and then the case goes on.
Yeah, any number of things truly can happen in court. Obviously, the court schedules those types of hearings based on their expectation of what will occur. But, you know, things change, and there's no way to know what could happen there. That's not something the sheriff's office concerns themselves with. Obviously, our work in this case is done, and it's all been forwarded and is being handled in the court. So our role now becomes more of a court security mission, and obviously handling and monitoring the media exposure and making sure that they have all the things that they need to have as they wrap up their stories. Just everything safe and efficient in our courthouse. That's really our only role anymore.
Is the county seeking reimbursement for some of those costs for the search?
We submitted our expenses to the district attorney's office in regards to our expenses, and you know, how that'll be handled in court, you know, again, is between mm-hmm. the parties involved there in court. So, yeah, we're hopeful that we'll be able to receive some restitution in that regard. We don't know how much or, you know, to what extent, if any at all. But mm-hmm. I think the community itself is frustrated with the amount of taxpayer dollars that were spent. And I think that's something they would like to see. So I think for a lot of folks, that is a piece of the justice in this circumstance. But again, that's up to the courts. That's up to the district attorney and his defense team and whatever agreement they come to. Our work is done. We presented everything to them, and it's up to them to determine what justice looks like here.
All right. Changing the subject. My favorite subject. First responder training event.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Yeah, next week, the Green Lake Police Department is hosting the First Responder Community Event in the city of Green Lake at Deacon Mills Park. We're going to be there, Sheriff's Office, all the local police departments, Berlin, Green Lake, Princeton, Marquezan, they're all going to be there as well, and fire and EMS. There's going to be some games and gifts, hot dogs and chips and soda and water, all free, and an opportunity to meet and greet with all our first responder staff. And just a good opportunity for us to connect with the community and reach out and just have a great afternoon. We're hoping for great weather. It seems like things are cooling off, so that'll be nice. But we're looking forward to it. So that'll be Tuesday evening, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Deacon Mills Park in Green Lake. Should be a great time.
I referred to it as a training event. Sorry about that. There's been a lot of first responder training in the area lately. So, but you actually went to, now you went to a statewide conference. This had to do with highway traffic safety.
Yeah. So in my role, I wear a few different hats, one of those being the traffic safety coordinator for Green Lake County. And Wisconsin's very unique. We've got traffic safety coordinators and traffic safety committees in all 72 counties in our state. And we're responsible for monitoring traffic safety and trying to be innovative and creating ways to reduce traffic fatalities and injuries and property damage associated with them as well. So the Department of Transportation puts on a conference annually, a governor's conference on highway traffic safety, and it was held in Wisconsin Dells this year. And engineers, law enforcement professionals, public health professionals, just all those who are interested in this realm of reducing deaths on Wisconsin roadways, deaths, injuries, and property damage, get together and talk about different innovative ways that we can improve things in our great state. And it's just a great opportunity for us to network and bounce ideas off one another and just be creative. And a great conference this year, and it's something that is very important to us as an agency. We're always working to try to make our roadways safer. That means traffic stops. That means citations. That means OWI arrests. That means all of those things. And so we're working not only on that, but also on the educational component and the creative manners in which we can, you know, reach out to our community and make driving safer a more normal practice. You know, the fact that our roadways experience in the state 500 or more deaths every year, and the fact that we don't talk about that is not okay. You know, I think of different things. You know, one of the things that was brought up at the conference was there was a plane crash on the East Coast when a plane collided with a helicopter and a number of people died, and that received all kinds of attention. But over the course of a year, more people than that die in Wisconsin roads every single year. And we've just come to accept it. And we need to change that mindset. We need to start thinking about how we can keep our roads safer. Donald Driver was there at the conference. He spoke. Nice to see him there. But he's doing the Buckle Up, Phone Down campaign. He's been a partner with the DOT on Click It or Ticket. And, you know, it's good to have, you know, those familiar faces, a celebrity, of course. But it's good to have those folks promoting this effort. And we need more of that locally. We need to become that culture. We need that culture shift. And things need to start moving in that direction. And we just need to decide as a society that these kind of results are not okay.
Yeah, we just the other day reported on a two-vehicle accident in Fond du Lac County where inattentive driving was believed to be a factor in the accident.
Right. So. Yeah, and how, you know, how often do we see it in these news reports? You know, these major crashes, speed, alcohol, distracted driving, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the primary reasons why we have a lot of these crashes. Well, those are all correctable situations, right? Mm-hmm. Those are all choices that people are making, and those choices are impacting their safety and the safety of others. So we need to, as a state, as a community, we need to get better about this, and we need to figure out how to reduce these deaths and injuries and property damage crashes on our roads.
Well, I know the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office doesn't typically participate in those big driving campaigns, but I know they got Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over going on now, and you have the Labor Day weekend
right.
coming up.
So, yeah, and that's a fair statement, Bob. You know, very often we don't receive the grant funding that other larger communities receive that have four-lane highways and lots more traffic going through their community, but that doesn't mean we're not out there getting after it as much as we possibly can with the staff that we have. So those campaigns typically involve Department of Transportation dollars and or federal funds. And that's what helps support the overtime to have those initiatives in those communities. But, you know, while there's a splash that's associated with each of those events, what happens on the daily needs to have more of an impact, right? So as we're swimming in this pool every single day, we're making waves. And those waves need to consistently drive behaviors in the correct direction arrests for OWI, citations for speeding, citations for distracted driving, all those enforcement initiatives, but just a culture change in general. So rather than a splash that makes waves temporarily, how about we keep swimming in that direction every single day, and we're making a difference on a daily. That's what we're going to push our staff to do, and we're going to continue to push in that direction to keep our roads safe and to make them safer.
Matt, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
That is Matt Van de Kolk, who is the chief deputy for the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office. We appreciate him joining us this morning.